Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Police have finally caught a man on the run from a Southern Humboldt homicide. Police say they caught Benjamin Carter, wanted for the death of a man in Garberville on April 16th. U.S. Marshals were instrumental in finding Carter in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, according to Humboldt County Sheriff Lieutenant Wayne Hansen.
May the 12th, U.S. Marshals and Lake Havasu City, Arizona Police Department located Benjamin Carter in that city. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office detectives, in conjunction with the U.S. Marshal, had received information he had fled to that city, so they started a surveillance, and with the information provided, they located Benjamin Carter. He was taken into custody with no incident. He's currently housed in the county facility awaiting extradition back to Humboldt County for the charge of homicide.
Police earlier arrested Carter's wife in connection with the crime, which involved burning the mobile home occupied by the victim, Zachary Chapman. Lieutenant Hansen said it could be several weeks before Chapman is returned to Humboldt County. An armed suspect robbed Bonamini's Market on Little Fairfield on Monday night and then fled the scene on foot carrying a white pillowcase with the stolen money. The clerk told deputies that the suspect entered the market, brandished a handgun, and demanded money from the register, which was turned over. The suspect was wearing all black clothing with a black mask covering his face and could be an adult white male with a large build. Detectives have surveillance footage to use in identifying the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The California Highway Patrol and Hoopa Tribal Police are still looking for a person in connection with a man found in the roadway on State 96. Officers found 61-year-old Hoopa resident Cedric Hostler Jr., believed to have suffered fatal injuries after being struck by a vehicle headed southbound. The incident is being investigated as a hit and run, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Highway Patrol. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives were called out to a residence in downtown Laytonville on Monday morning after receiving a call that two dead bodies had been found inside. Detectives did indeed find two bodies, believed to be the victims of homicide, in the house in the Woodman Peak area in a rural part of Laytonville. There are few details as of now, and an investigation has begun. Residents of Eureka are invited to join the City Council and the Planning Commission at a meeting tonight at 5:30 in Council Chambers. The informational study session will revolve around the housing element of the city's general plan update and the ongoing effort to ensure the housing element meets state law. The city adopted its current housing element in 2010, and it's set to expire at the end of June. The plan outlines future for affordable housing projects, and the special session will cover recent legislation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A perceived high crime rate, a backed-up court system. That's the way the public sees justice in Humboldt County. So what then would a Humboldt County district attorney do to break the perceived logjam? We're talking with all the candidates about that, and the first one is Alan Dollison, answering a series of questions about how he would better do the job. He says it's a matter of bringing back public confidence in the DA's office.
I think there are two major problems as to why there's a lack of public confidence in the district attorney's office, and they're actually connected and interrelated, so I think it's important to point that out. First issue is obviously some of the controversial plea bargains and the way cases are handled. I think people have a healthy dose of skepticism that the office is properly functioning. And then the second issue with the office is that there's not enough resources, funding, staff level. It is virtually at a point of crisis level.
Dollison also says there's a lack of adequate money the way the office operates.
The office receives basically in some budget years less funding than the public defender's office. And in more often than not, there's more public defenders than there are district attorneys. And so what that does is that leads to overworked attorneys, cases not being handled properly, and cases being resolved and sold on the cheap, if you will.
Dullison is running against three other candidates for the DA's office, and you can hear this entire interview and the interviews of the other candidates at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.